This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Good night. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so, you know, there's been a lot of talk on in many necks of the woods across the United States on if they need to change the start times of their kids' school. So our little baby teenagers who are like sleeping second to thumb get a little bit more wee-wee sleepy time. And, I mean, I, as a mom of, you know, two boys, I kind of grew up with a military dad, you know, and, you know, grandfathers who were police and military themselves and football players. And, I mean, when it's time to get up, it's get your asses out of bed. I mean, up and at them. Get out of the bed. We'll douse water on you. We'll, I mean, like today, okay, I had to wake my kid up, and he wanted to get out of bed. So I pulled off the cover, you know, so he'd be cold, okay? I don't care. I'm not, you know, he's not a baby anymore. I don't have to be lovey-dovey, right? And then I opened his door, and I know, my kids have their own rooms. I would have never imagined that. I mean, me growing up, you have to share. We even shared a bed when, you know, I was little. But with the kids, I let in all the cats, and I let in the dog, and the dog had a bath this morning, so the dog is shaking water all over the place. My kid wouldn't get up. And then finally, I start to scream and yell, and sometimes I'll even sing, you know, and try to get him out of bed. You know, I'll do like some, you know, barbershop quartet, you know. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Which, by the way, I put a quiz on there. Some of you guys who have listened to my show, okay, you know, you guys know what my favorite music is. Rock, then 50s, but barbershop, okay? I love barbershop quartet. How do you guys not know that? Anyway, it's all right. So, California, Governor Newsom has just, I guess, passed a, or I guess the legislator just passed a bill to allow the teenagers and middle school students to start school later. So rather than being at school by 7:30 or 7:45 or 8, it's moved to 8 o'clock and then 8:30, depending on what school and what district. Now, a lot of parents are like, well, that's a great idea. That's a fantastic idea because, you know, our kids need more sleep. Other parents are like, well, wait a second. Okay, if my kid's not starting school at 8:30 and I got to drive him to school and I got to be at work by 8 and I have to take the 405 or the 101 or the 10 or the, you know, 134, you know, 60, it's that, you know, it starts to kind of change the whole dynamics of things. So what is it that our teens really need? Why aren't their butts getting out of bed like they should? Well, I'll tell you right now. Okay? First of all, our kids are eating like crap, so they're eating a lot of carbs. So carbs make them tired. Number two, kids are night owls. Okay? Go back to the whole animal kingdom theory that I bring up. Okay? Our kids are supposed to be reproducing. Not now in 2019, you know, America, but in caveman days, your 16-year-old son was already working on his third kid. So middle school kids and teenage kids are supposed to, in the animal kingdom, be roaming around at night. And they do a lot of their activity at night. So I see that with my kids. They want to sleep in. They want to wake up at noon. Then they go about the day, and then they are up late. And then they really hit their stride late night. And then we tell them to go to bed. You know, bedtime. My kids don't listen to me. Okay? I go, bedtime. And then they go to bed at maybe 2 in the morning, and then we have to wake them up 4 hours later. So that's a problem, okay? So I get the idea of, well, why don't we move the start times later? But then we have another issue. We have another issue where our kids are being wussified, where we had to get up at the crack of dawn. I mean, right in a farm, you have the rooster going cock-a-doodle-doo, and the cock-a-doodle-doo happens at sunlight, right, or at sunrise. So when did we turn into a society where the sun rises at 5:30 in the morning, and we let our kids sleep for most of the day. Maybe that's why we have obesity issues. Maybe that's why we have depression issues. Maybe that's why we have high diabetes, cholesterol, things like that with our kids. So, you know, this is kind of a complex discussion to limit in only a few minutes for our opening segment. But will moving start times for schools help truancy, help absenteeism, lower depression, help kids learn more, or are we accelerating the wussification of our younger generation? Now, I have a plan. Now, I know I'm not running for office. Don't worry. Trust me. Not running for office. Okay? Lord knows that would be an absolute mess. I hate the way I look on TV. But what I would suggest is make school different. Okay, we're going to be talking about our teen suicide crisis. Apparently, teen suicides are higher than they've ever been. And you're like, why? We're not in wartime. We're not in famine. Why are kids killing themselves? Well, I've talked about this before on the show. It's because they don't have purpose. You know, when your 16-year-old is built to build houses, to farm ranches, to start having kids, making money, and instead they're sitting there learning algebra, right, or Shakespeare, that's not natural for them. They need to work. They need to do something. So I suggest starting school a little later. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Let them get their beauty sleep. But then school only be a few hours. Just teach them the basics of Shakespeare, Rembrandt, algebra, trig, biology, chemistry, physics, whatever the heck, right? Econ. But then by noon or 1 o'clock, they start going to jobs. And every few months, they have a new job. They're going to learn how to balance it. The kids need to learn how to, you know, adults change, you know, the oil of their car. They need to know how to build a house. They need to know how to kill a spider. They need to know how to, you know, support a family. They need to know how to treat spouses, right? Relationships, things like that. These are the things kids need to learn. All right. I don't think sin, cause, and tan in trig is really helping everybody. And they get bored and they get sleepy and then they come home and just want to crash. So why don't we have kids start earning money? Start doing jobs, maybe more trade school stuff, and they get all the basics of school, and then when they go home, right, they feel like they did worth, they're tired because they actually worked that day, go to bed, wake up the next morning at a normal hour. I don't know, to me that seems pretty easy. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tee or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A couple hours ago, we had some breaking news that Elijah Cummings, Baltimore congressman, had died. Age 68, civil rights leader, a favorite among many. He was a Democratic congressman, like I said, from Baltimore, Maryland. And he apparently died at a hospice center in Baltimore. Now, I don't know exactly the medical procedure that he recently had. He had apparently been chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, leading figure in the Trump impeachment inquiry, and had been out of the office for weeks while recovering from an unspecified medical procedure. Again, we aren't exactly sure what could have happened. People are assuming cancer, but he did die at a hospice center October 17th at the age of 68. We'll keep you guys posted if we have any more information on that. May he rest in peace. Making headlines today, which is a sad, sad day that we have to talk about this, is suicides and homicides on the rise in young people. And apparently, suicide has now jumped to the second leading cause of death among kids between 10 and 24 years old. And yeah, I think a 24-year-old is a kid, so I'm going to say kids. The report was published Thursday by the CDC, found that from 2007 to 2017, the rate of Americans aged 10 to 24 who died by suicide rose by 58%, from 6.8 deaths per 100,000 people to 10.6. So that's a huge rise. The rate has held steady during the 7 years prior, from 2000 to 2007. They also say homicides in the same age group, so being killed, which apparently was declining, has now increased by 18% over the next 3 years, from 6.7 deaths to 7.9. So accidents are usually the number one cause of kids' death, you know, driving, bungee jumping, I guess, you know, without checking the cord, firearm accidents, you know, more accidents are usually the number one cause of death. But suicide, I mean, we don't want cancer. We don't want anything being the second leading cause of death. But if suicide is the second leading cause of death, because we already have too many kids dying from accidents, what the hell are we, what are we doing wrong here? Especially, and then homicide as well. So the new statistics, they say, highlight, according to NBC News, a continuing public health issue, since these are among the leading causes of death among those aged 10 to 24. Until 2009, the homicide rate among young people was higher than the suicide rate, but the suicide rate now has outpaced homicide. Particularly striking was the increase in the rate of suicide among 10 to 14-year-olds. Kids in this age group have the lowest rates, but they've tripled between 2007 and 2017. Homicide rates have declined, but still are up there. So nobody knows why the suicide rates are rising. I have a lot of theories, okay? I think we have social media, marijuana, nicotine. Let's bring up vaping. Nobody ever talks about, can vaping increase your risk of suicide? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got kids who have growing psyches and, you know, brain development, and you start to dose them high on nicotine, and then they start to lose that buzz, so to speak, later in the day. And if they can't get more nicotine, you get kind of depressed. You get kind of grumpy. How many of you have tried to quit smoking, and when you couldn't get a cigarette or you couldn't get enough nicotine, how did you feel? So, you know, we wonder, maybe this is also part of the vaping epidemic. Also, social media. Social media is, that is one hell of a monster that I don't really know how to attack. You know, I fall victim to social media issues, just like I think we all do, because you watch something or you see your friend on Facebook, and you know, social media is all choreographed. It's marketing. I don't post a picture of me that's just random. All right, I will look through my selfies or look through any pictures taken and go, okay, you know what, that one, you don't see my big butt. That one, you can't see a pimple. I'm going to post that one. I look good. And then let me maybe cut off part of my arm or cut this off, you know, crop it, change the filter, and I go, damn, I look good. That's me. Okay, that's not me. Okay, me was the original photo. But I lose my sense of reality like everybody else, and they go, no. If there's filters and all that, that's still me. It's just that's still me, and it's just me in a different light. And you're right about that. That is you, but that's not everyday you. So you're like, oh, I'm skinny, or I'm tan, or I look good in that dress. Okay, well, no, because if you didn't crop out your butt, you'd see that, no, that dress doesn't look that good. So you really start to alter reality. And then what I'm displaying to others, right, you know, is my reality. It's or my fake fantasy reality. So, you know, let's say I have a fight with my husband, and I yelled at the kids, and I'm bloated, and I've been constipated for 3 days, but we're out to dinner, and, you know, I feel like it's time for me to post a picture. Do you see that in the picture? No. You see hubby and I cuddling, you know, us looking all happy, enjoying drinks, and you're like, oh gosh, you know, that was a fancy dinner. What they don't realize is we only ordered salads, right? And those were glasses of water, not wine. Right? I mean, and not that I'm trying to make people think I'm at a fancy dinner or whatever, but you really don't air a lot of the, you know, dirty laundry or the blemishes on your social media. So now 14-year-old kids or 10-year-old kids or teenagers or whatever see their buddy with no acne or, you know, no rolls or issues or, you know, I don't know, bad haircuts or, and they go, well, wait a second, I'm unlucky. Look at what's happening to me. You know, I see, you know, I have a lot of friends who are single, and I know, I hope Corey doesn't leave me. I cannot be single. And I see what they post. They look like their single life and dating and the guy is, it looks so fun. You know, and I look at that and I go, God, that'd be awesome for somebody to call me up and say they want to take me to the club and we're going to go dancing and we're going to tear up the town and be on a rooftop of one of the hotels drinking champagne and just living the nightlife. That's not how these dates go, but that's how the pictures look. So kids are looking at Instagram where they're looking at, you know, they're looking at, I guess, this world that is through a prism of a choreographed, marketed, adulterated reality. And you will never feel like you can live up to that. You will always feel inferior. So, you know, what do these kids do? And then throw marijuana onto that. Marijuana makes you depressed. Marijuana is very depressing. Add alcohol onto that, you know? So, we talked about in the opening segment changing school times to let them have more sleep. Kids don't sleep as enough. So, you know, being exhausted obviously is a detriment to their health. Eating like crap. You know, are kids eating vegetables? I made my kids do that. I made my kids eat spinach. You have to have a handful of spinach before they go to school. Not because of Popeye, but because I want them to at least get some vitamins in, because I know they're going to go to school and they're going to eat carbs. When you eat carbs all day and you don't get the proper nutrition or the proper hydration, that's a problem. So, what do we do? I don't know. You know, do we increase counseling? Do we try to limit social media? Do we, you know, start a campaign, you know, saying, you know, social media and, you know, Facebook is fake? You know, a fake Facebook? I don't know. You know, because I don't want to insult Facebook. I don't want to, you know, stop our, you know, I love social media. I love being able to not have to call, you know, my mom. I love my mom. But if I want her to know something about me, I can just throw it on social media and I get to save myself the 30-minute call. Honestly, it really helps me out with being time efficient. But it's unfortunately, I think, you know, spurring a crisis. But I really think we need to kind of look at vaping and nicotine, and if that possibly could be contributing to suicide rates. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Criticism of President Trump and his policies by Republicans on Capitol Hill is fairly rare, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again criticizing the president for withdrawing troops from northern Syria. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Republican leader says it's a premature exit that's going to have consequences.
I was encouraged to see yesterday's display of bipartisan concern in the House of Representatives for sustaining America's global leadership, and specifically over the damaging impact of hastily withdrawing that leadership from Syria.
McConnell referring to a resolution in the U.S. House yesterday that condemns the president's decision, but which McConnell says doesn't go far enough. UK and EU leaders are agreeing on what's described as a tentative Brexit deal, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Okay. Maybe, maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, I was asked by one of my listeners to comment on the, he used a very similar term that Donald Trump used, the BS, regarding impeachment. And I haven't really talked about that much because I just, maybe it's because I'm looking too far ahead and I'm thinking that, well, Clinton was impeached and that really didn't do anything. And, you know, Nixon resigned, you know, before he could be removed from office. So I just think Trump, if he does get impeached, it doesn't really matter because the Senate has to, you know, rule that he, I guess, gets thrown out of office. So I think to me the whole impeachment rhetoric is a strategy, you know, by the Democrats to, you know, help them in, obviously, the next election. You know, they will not be able to remove Trump out of office, whether they could prove he did wrongdoing or not. That's not what we're debating. If the Senate is in his favor, and you have to have, what, at least two-thirds, you know, majority, not going to happen. But it will allow them to, in the ads in 2020, say they are running against an impeached president. So impeachment is where you file the grievances, you file the charges. You can impeach somebody, but it doesn't mean they get removed from office. That's like Bill Clinton. So I guess the latest Gallup poll says 52% of Americans support the removal of Donald Trump as president after impeachment. And they say this is the first time that the pollsters, and this is a Gallup poll, have registered a majority of Americans supporting the removal of a president since August 1974, when 58% supported the removal of Richard Nixon. Nixon stepped down as president 4 days later, when it became clear he would be impeached by the House of Representatives. In contrast, the Gallup data shows support for the removal of Bill Clinton as president peaked at 35% in September 1998, in the months leading up to his impeachment trial. Impeaching Clinton wasn't a very favorable thing because Clinton had control, I believe, the House and the Senate, I believe. And, people liked him, and they were like, you know, man, well, you know, he got a babe. You know, his personal life is his personal life. So, you know, I think it was an embarrassment to this country, you know, and I think our leaders are supposed to, you know, be like a beacon of morality and, you know, be a mentor and an idol to others. But I think we've all kind of realized that, no, that just doesn't happen to real people. And, you know, they will be involved in things that a lot of people unfortunately are. And, you know, if you're being represented by one of us, you're going to get one of us. You know, personally, me, you know, I wouldn't sleep with somebody in the Oval Office and use, you know, cigars. That's just not me. But, you know, so I, you know, wouldn't be making millions and millions of dollars. That's not ideally a representative of me, but the average middle class person doesn't really make it to presidency. So, you know. So Gallup poll, Schmallup poll, whatever the polls are, you know, Fox News published poll saying 51% of Americans agree that Trump should be impeached and removed from office. So it's something that I'm kind of wondering is almost in the favor of Donald Trump, because people are going to be very, very fatigued by the whole subject. When you start a subject too early, by the time we get to a year from now, you're going to have the fatigue with impeach, whatever. All right, I'm over it. Let's move on. You know, they're discussing with on the Democratic side, and we predicted this. I told you, Michelle Obama's going to run for president. Whether it's going to be 2020 or 2024, trust me, Michelle Obama is going to run for president. There's no way. I know she said no, and again, she has to say no, because if she even brings that topic up that early, the news is going to jump on it, and the piranhas are going to just, you know, bring out every skeleton in her closet. But is she going to come in from behind? Probably. Right now, the latest poll, the Harris poll, shows Biden ahead by 34%. Sanders at 15%. Warren, 18%. So Sanders is still polling third. Kamala Harris, 5%. So the only triple digits are Biden, Sanders, and Warren. And the YouGov showed Biden again ahead. Oh, actually, Warren ahead. The Quinnipiac University showed Warren ahead. So Warren and Biden may be neck and neck, but I know a lot of people don't think that they're going to be able to beat Trump. Michelle Obama could. She could. Very likable. Elizabeth Warren doesn't have the likability. Biden has the likability, but I don't think people want to see, you know, white man against white man. I don't think that's the election that is going to represent, you know, what today's progressive movement is. So I wouldn't be surprised. Now, when it comes to politics, I keep talking about how this is a game, and we can't fall into this game. And the reason why I think the way this is going down with the whole impeachment and Donald Trump is he gets to, while all the headlines are talking about that, he gets to do other things. See, the media is a pain in his butt. It's a thorn in his side. So my theory is this whole time, Trump has been throwing nuggets to the media. Like piranhas, let them eat on that. You know, like when you feed bass, you feed the fish, and they all kind of jump over and run over, or ducks. Throw that breadcrumb, and let all the ducks and pigeons run over there. And then you have a clear path. Trump's not stupid. He knows what he's doing. You know? He knows that there could be a lot of distractions, and sometimes the better business deal is the one that's done. You know, somebody taught me, and it's a very common saying, and I'm going to mess it up. I'd rather beg for forgiveness. I'd rather do what I need to do and beg for forgiveness than ask for permission and be turned down. Now, again, I'm probably wording that wrong, but rather than Trump asking for permission, he's going to do something, and then, all right, well, you know, sorry, my bad. I mean, that's kind of what happened with, you know, the ACA. You know, it got passed, and like Pelosi said, we need to pass it and then read it, because once it's passed, you can't really reverse it. So Trump doesn't know how many more months he has in office. He might win again. A lot of people think he's going to win again. So, but if he doesn't, he's going to get stuff done. But how can he get stuff done if the media is all the way up his retroperitoneum? That's how. Give them a nugget. Let them be all about the impeachment. You know, I don't know if you guys watched the Packers game, Packers-Lions game the other day, but the Packers threw a touchdown. Oh, it ticked off any one of us that bet money. But they threw away a touchdown, and the Lions were actually going to let them do the touchdown. Why? Because there was going to be enough time on the clock for the Lions to get the ball and score. I doubt they would have. Honestly, Packers should have just got the touchdown and left it. Instead, they ran down the clock, kicked a field kick, and won the game that way. But this whole two steps forward, one step back, sometimes you have to cut to heal. And so don't underestimate Trump. This impeachment might be exactly what he wants. One, he gets to be in the books again. But two, it allows a distraction for him to do what he wants to do and what he thinks he needs to do. And again, the media is falling for it. But, you know, a lot of times in business, you might have to sell, you might have to take a loss, you might have to sacrifice in order to make a gain. And that's what a lot of good business people and successful business people do. And I bet that's what's going on with Trump right now. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, sometimes I forget to talk about some science stories, some really, really cool stuff. And, I mean, that's my background. I majored in biology. And so when I see a headline like this, where ants protect plants from diseases because they could leak infection-fighting chemicals out of their legs and bodies, I'm like, woohoo! In fact, they call them antibiotics. Okay, I think that's what's cool. See, we science people are geeks. I can try to act all cool, you know, and be like, oh yeah, you know, science is for nerds. But you give me a headline like that, I am all over it like a piece of steak. So, they think that ants, and the reason why they have pervaded in our, you know, world so easily, even though we step on them all the time and we throw dirt into their ant hole and we try to spray them with insecticide. Animals, these ants, insects, have a purpose. And as long as they have a purpose and other living objects like them, they're going to be around. So Danish researchers had reviewed previous studies in ant-plant disease interactions. And they found, which could later help us, ant-derived antibiotics that could reduce infections of 14 different diseases. So ants can protect plants from certain diseases and possibly humans if we study these antibiotic chemicals that get secreted from their legs and bodies. The findings suggest that the benefits of these antibiotics to plants may be as significant as the service ants provide in defending plants from herbivores. Researchers reviewing the literature on interactions between ants and plant microorganisms found that the insects can reduce infections of 14 plant diseases. They live at close quarters in anthills and colonies, and they are at high risk in the event of a spreading infection. So to combat this, ants are very hygienic, and they produce antibodies that can help cure themselves. These are secreted by glands in their body. In addition, they support colonies of bacteria on their legs that also produce antibiotics. Researchers hope that in the future, they can hopefully find natural pesticides that could be applied to fight resistant plant diseases. And I'm looking right now as an ant. These ants are smart. I mean, you see what they do. You know what's really, really funny is ants don't like vegetables. So when ants creep into the house, they love carbs. And so if there's a piece of lettuce in their path, you see the path go all the way around that lettuce, like a really large radius around that lettuce. And then they go back, get back on the path to go towards the carb. So if you have like a sandwich, right, then you got the bread and the lettuce next to each other, they will go around the lettuce. I don't know. You would think, well, they have an affinity towards plants, maybe because it's a dead lettuce. Maybe that's why. But if you want to keep ants away from your house, line your doorways with fruit and vegetables. They'll stay away. So bioscientists Hakeem Offenberg and Christian Damgaard of Aarhus University looked at literature on interactions between ants, tropical plants, and disease-causing microorganisms. And they found out if different ants' hygiene methods, which include production of antibodies, could have the effects that extend to their host plants. So they researched this, and from 30 reported combinations of ants, plants, and microorganisms, the researchers found that the ants reduced pathogen levels in 18 cases. However, which didn't make a headline, it did increase 6 cases. Or so the ant secretions could make matters worse sometimes. But who won? The fact that they helped more than hurt. So they say on average, this equated to a pathogen reduction of 59%, similar to overall effect size estimated for ants' protection of plants and herbivores. See, what's so interesting is, you know, people in science are very humble. The reason why, you know, you'll see some professors out there and, you know, they act like their poop doesn't stink. But a real scientist is a cool dude because they realize what they don't know. And they're very open about what they don't know. And so we see a world out there. You know, you see the trees and you see the forests and, you know, you see some rocks and, you know, you just keep driving, you know, along the highway. But you don't understand that there is a whole entire city. There is just a whole entire world going on. And we use that term all the time, but I mean, where even down to the microorganism, everything has a purpose. And, you know, you would think, you know, flowers are being bugged by the bees. You know, there's bees coming in and they're landing on the flowers and accidentally stinging them. But you don't realize that that's exactly what the flower needs. Even if the flower doesn't want it, it's what they need. You know, there's this idea of want versus need, you know, and need gets defined by what Mother Nature wants. So I was at a zoo, and there were these turtles, and I thought the turtles were like 90 years old. I don't know. They seemed old. And there was this one turtle that was just kind of sitting there. So my guess is she was a female. And then there were two turtles fighting. So we're like, okay, those must be male turtles. So the two male turtles were fighting. And then the winner went over to the female and mounted her. Now, you could hear her, like, make noise, like, but it wasn't, like, pleasure noise. It was like, get off me. You could see her try to run away, and he's holding her down. Now, I found this very disturbing, okay? You know, and I'm like, okay, this turtle's getting raped. And I told my husband, let's call the zookeeper, okay? We got to get somebody over here because obviously she doesn't want this, and the turtle's raping her. And, you know, my husband and the kids are like, okay, Mom, that's kind of what they do. That's nature. You're serious about that. I was serious, you know, because, you know, with my experience and, you know, you just kind of are like, you know, no, that's not right, and that's horrible, and you don't, but... No, my husband said, look, it's bad, and I know what you're saying, but she would never get pregnant and make babies if she had the decision. We're talking turtles, not humans. You know, to tell the turtle to go mind his own business and go back in his shell. Then the other turtle wanted to jump on her, and, you know, the first male turtle fought her and all that, and she's trying to get away from both of them. And then again, that same male goes back and gets on top of her. You can see she's unhappy. But then later, I watched this for about 30 minutes. And then later, she decides to go over to the food and just eat. So I was like, well, you know, she probably decided to give in. And she's like, well, I can at least eat. And then I felt like I could leave. You know, because I'm like, well, if she's eating, then she's not in too much distress. But in nature... You know, it isn't like us humans going, you know, can I, and, you know, give consent and foreplay and all that. I mean, with animals, it just happens. And you're like, well, that's horrible. That's cruel. You know, these female animals are getting raped. But it's not about what you want. In nature, it's about what you need. And I guess in nature, okay, the male animal has to be able to overcome the female animal, or reproduction may not happen. A lot of female animals do not get pleasure in sex. So it's not like they're sitting there going, oh, you know, I mean, I have a cat, and boy, all she wants to do is cuddle up a shakaboo. And I'm like, girl, take some saltpeter. What's going on with you, man? But the average animal, they're like, they could do without. So if the male animal wouldn't overbear and, you know, just take over it, the reproduction and the propagation of the species wouldn't happen. And so, not that I ever want that to later extend to humans by any means. That's scary stuff. But that's why a lot of males in nature are bigger and stronger than females. It's a shame. But that's kind of how, you know, that's what happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.